For the better part of the 20th century through the first decade now of the 21st century, local officials have been gathering annually to remember the life of our 13th U.S. president.
Less than a decade ago, UB was holding commemorative events in honor of U.S. President Millard Fillmore's contribution to the region.
He participated in founding Buffalo's public school system, its public library, the Buffalo General Hospital, the Buffalo Club.
On Monday, UB announced they are removing his name across campus in part because of his support of the Fugitive Slave Act of 1850. UB President Satish Tripathi says they want the symbol seen throughout their facilities to represent a diverse, inclusive, scholarly community.
We have no intention of erasing our history, but we can purposefully determine whom we want to honor in this way.
The person they plan on honoring now is Buffalo civil rights pioneer Mary Talbert, who was a founder of the Niagara Movement, a precursor to the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People.
She was one of the nation's most prominent activists for civil rights and women's rights. So I think it's really important for us to recognize people who have contributed in the civil rights and women's rights movement.
While it is symbolic to change the names, Tripathi says there is more work for UB when it comes to fighting systematic racism.
We have this President's Advisory Council on Race, and they're looking at really the issues of recruiting, hiring, and retention. They're looking at how do we recruit students, how do we retain them. They're looking at how we recruit faculty and staff, how they retain them. And what kind of curriculum and teaching changes we need to make.
Nick Lippa, WBFO News.